Hi, Matt.
Hello.
We can get this started with Kawahara.
Matt. For first game getting back out on the field and playing, playing third base in game action, how did you feel? How did you feel coming out of that?
Felt great. Was able to kind of just go out there and play, not really, thinking about anything, just going out there and playing and just kind of worrying about, where to play guys and just getting that feel back of being out there and getting used to being out there. So that was nice, not having to, my hip didn't bother me. And then going to make that play, I didn't really think about anything, just make the play, got up, made the throw. So it's nice to kind of test it, see where it's at.
Janie?
Hi, Matt. Nice to see you.
Hello.
How, kind of following up on Matt Kawahara's question, I mean, you expected to not think about everything and everything to come naturally, but how reassuring and maybe, I mean, is that reassuring to actually feel that today?
Definitely. For me, the most reassuring thing is just to be able to go out there and, make a diving play like that and pop up and make the play and nothing hurt. And it just felt like it was routine and normal, and able to go make those plays and, not have any sort of pain. So it gives me confidence and, it's reassuring going forward that I'm going to be able to make those plays and not, have anything lingering and just be able to bounce back.
And Matt, I'm trying to remember how many times you played in extra inning games before the injury, but did you get a feel for how those extra inning games worked with the runner starting on second? Your manager Bob Melvin has said that it grew on him a little bit, and some people have said, well, these rule changes grew on them. And what do you think about the DH as well, a universal DH?
I think that the runner on second base, I got to do, I was a part of that for some of last season. I think that, at first I was maybe a little hesitant about it, but after, experiencing it and going through it, I think, also we won, I think, all the extra inning games. So I think that made it a little bit easier for us to like. But I like it. I thought it was definitely puts the pressure on right away. I think it's exciting, having an opportunity to win the game right off the bat. So I didn't mind it. I thought it was a cool change. And it definitely grows on a lot of guys. And as far as the DH goes, I think, I'm all for it. I think that it's pitchers don't really need to hit anymore. They just need to focus on pitching. And it gives it's nice to have a DH on both sides because it gives guys days off and they can, DH instead of take a full day off and able to gives guys flexibility to play the field and DH and move things around.
Thank you.
Manolo?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Fine, thanks. We were asking Bob earlier that when you're going to be able to play third base every day. He says that one day you're going to probably play third, the other day DH, get the at-bats. But according to how your body is feeling right now, when do you think you will be ready to play every day at third base?
I feel ready to play third base every day now. I know that, what I say doesn't really mean much to them. They're gonna take it slow. There's no reason to rush in spring training. Get my at bats. Make sure I'm, comfortable out there on defense. But I've played enough now to know that, my body feels good and I feel like I'm ready to play third base every day. I think towards the end of spring, you'll see me playing third base probably every single game, but right now it's probably third base, DH, third base. I'm sure it'll start picking up as the spring goes, but there's no rush right now. And, I feel great. And the goal is just to continue to feel great.
The other day, we were asking Elvis about playing shortstop. He says he wants to make sure to play shortstop every single day when you play third base to get that feel having next you next to him.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this, playing with Elvis? Kind of strange after having Marcus there all the time.
It's definitely a change having Elvis. I was used to playing with Marcus the last four seasons, but Elvis has come in. He's an experienced baseball player. He's smart and he's really talented. So I think he brings a lot to the table. And me and him are going to get more and more used to playing with each other. And I felt like today, being our first day next to each other, it was easy and we're communicating and, working on, if I'm playing in the six hole, having him play up the middle. So I think we'll get, you know, fine tune some of those things and get used to where we need to play and the, you know, what kind of words he uses when he, you know, to just kind of position and stuff. So just learning some of the tendencies he has, and he's learning me. So I think, you know, based off of my experiences with Elvis so far, it's going to be easy, an easy transition of it. It's going to be fun playing next to him.
Jess?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you. The pitchers appear to just have a little bit extra confidence knowing that you're at third base. Are you aware of the confidence you bring to them every time they go on the mound?
Yes and no. I know that they appreciate the plays that I make for them for sure, but I'm glad that, you know, they feel that way. They should feel that way about our whole defense. You know, I feel like we have a really, really good defense as a whole, especially our infield. I feel like our pitchers should just really try to pitch and get ground balls. Our infield is really, really good. And Elvis has come in. He looks great. You know, obviously Ole over there and whoever we put at second base, we have full confidence in, you know, along with our outfield. But I really believe we have one of the best infields in the big leagues. And as a pitcher, I feel like that's got to be a good feeling knowing that, you know, if you're not striking everybody out, the guys behind you are ready and willing to make some good plays.
Kawahara?
I just want to ask how you feel timing-wise hitting so far. Obviously, had a couple of bats, had the double in the first game. How do you feel in the box?
I feel good in the box. I think I'm still just kind of getting that timing and that rhythm down. You know, I've had a few hits, hit that ball hard to right center. I've had a few walks. So I'm happy with my pitch selection for the most part. I know I chased a pitch today, but I think for the most part, the hitting has always been something for me that takes a little bit of time. And, you know, last year was a shortened season and, you know, especially for me. So just kind of haven't had a lot of at-bats in a while this off season. You know, I was more just rehabbing, getting myself ready. So right now is a good practice for me. And I think I'll be getting some more at-bats, you know, whether that's in the games or on the practice fields, you know, sim games, things like that. So I know I got a lot of work to do in the box, and I think it's mostly just timing. My swing feels good. My batting practice is good. It's just getting used to seeing those pitches again and, you know, when to start, when to pull the trigger.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Sweet. Thanks, sir. Yeah.